The angel departed from her, full of joy, because the angels rejoiced at the choice of Our Lady as the mother of the Savior, mother of the King, that they would share in the joy and the everlasting glory of Our Lady, because she is also their Lady as well as ours. Today, especially in the Western world, the title Mary is not very well understood. For the most part, it's treated simply as another political title. The lady happens to be boss. It doesn't mean anything more than that. And the king is the boss too. It all depends. It doesn't make a bit of difference. And sometimes, as it were, we get a glimpse still of a mother who is also queen. Visit an old-fashioned monastery of contemplative nuns and you will soon understand and what is so important about the relationship between mother and queen. Our Lady is a great queen because she is a great mother. She is the perfect mother. And she is the perfect mother because she is the perfect queen. The two go together. And we need to meditate that a little bit to realize that our Lord is not simply, as it were, giving her honors in heaven, that she has nothing else to do. Our Lord, in crowning her publicly as a queen, is simply acknowledging that from the first moment of his incarnation, from his being conceived virtually in her womb, she is queen because he is king, because he is destined, as it were, to be the king of all on earth as he is in heaven, and with him, Our Lady, his mother, they can never be separated. So if she is queen because she is mother, and mother because she is queen, we see a combination that particularly should call our attention, that she was indeed laboring with our Lord on Calvary. She was indeed sharing in his suffering. And she did indeed, and does indeed, share in his glory. That she stayed behind a little bit was a special favor to her son, that she might help us, in the persons of the apostles and the other early disciples of Jesus to be courageous and to continue, as it were, to labor for the salvation of souls. That what was fully accomplished in our Lord is now in the process of being accomplished under the general guidance of Our Lady in the Church. Completion, the glory, glorification of the mystical body of Christ. There are many things that can call to our attention how important it is to recognize, join our Lord in glorifying her, in doing what our Lord asked us to do on Calvary when he gave us his mother to be our mother, to intercede for us, to intervene in our lives, to do all that we understand by the term maternal mediation. She is not powerless. She is not someone who has a word, who just prays empty prayers. Her prayer is efficacious because our Lord has indeed crowned her and given her that full power, or you might almost say sharing with her that great power that he has as the incarnate word in heaven. And precisely that great power is the power that Our Lady exercises in being our mother, and seeing to it that we strive to always walk in the footsteps of our Lord, because it is in that way that we come to share the peace that exceeds all understanding. We come to understand, as it were, the joy of our Lady, her willingness to share her own life, but our Lord did not let her do that right away, to share her own life rather than to see him die on the cross. Many saints remark on that particular point, St. Bonaventure in particular, that Calvary, she bore all the pains of death without dying, which is the most painful thing in the world to endure. So we want to come to her and join our Lord in crowning her on the eighth day. It reminds us she too shared in the victory that ended in the resurrection, and join with her and help her in any way we possibly can to bring souls to her, to sanctify ourselves, to be always ready for that call, that wonderful call of when our Lord wants us at his side in heaven. It's Our Lady who will help us to do all of these things, and she will be able to succeed wonderfully because she is the Mother who is the perfect Queen, the Queen who uses her queenship, her power, in order to achieve the goals of her motherhood. Otherwise, the first goal was to give birth to conceive and give birth to the Savior. And the second part of this is to be our spiritual mother, and help us, as it were, to be incorporated into the mystical body of Christ, arise to be ever ready for the joys of heaven, and to anticipate all of that. And this is the most wonderful thing of all, in our Lord's giving his mother to us as our mother, to be ready to receive him worthily in Holy Communion, and to deeply rejoice with him in eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood, to thank him especially for the great gift of his mother, whom we should always take into our homes, that we might, as it were, be close to our Lord and ever ready for heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.